First up, the peak body for small business is calling for targeted support if the fuel crisis worsens across the country. The federal government yesterday announced the four-stage National Fuel Security Plan, which outlines what action will be required as circumstances change. Already, Labor has committed to cut the fuel excise tax in half, bringing the cost of petrol and diesel down by about 25 cents per litre in the coming days and weeks. Energy Minister Chris Bowen says he's confident the government won't have to step in any further just yet.
At the moment, we're at the situation where the supply keeps arriving in Australia quite reliably, so we're not at that point. We have said to people, think sensibly about your fuel use and certainly buy no more or no less than you normally do. I think we are stepping out pretty carefully where we are in this situation, and I think Australians can take some confidence from the fact governments are working together.
Sky Capuccio, the CEO of the Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, says small business owners are bracing for the impact of the fuel price rise.
Small business is really feeling the squeeze at this point in time. The fuel cost increases have come on top of a space that is really tight already for small business. So they're already operating with a whole range of increased costs of doing business, things like insurance, wages, and energy costs more generally. The fuel cost increases have come on top of that. For particular sectors, that there's a really acute impact in the areas of trade, agriculture, and transport, and in some of the regional areas. But that impact is then flowing the whole way through the supply chain.
And you touched on there the sort of specific industries that we're seeing this more than others. That regional city split, how much have you heard from your members of how dire circumstances are even just now?
Certainly the feedback that we've received is that some of the regions in particular are doing it harder, and doing it harder in terms of fuel cost increase. So the costs have gone up higher in some of those areas, and also doing it harder in terms of securing supply.
This weekend being the Easter long weekend, usually a space where a lot of small businesses are quite successful. What are the concerns, especially this year? Does it feel like there is a sense of impending dread almost for small business?
I think it's definitely something that we have been concerned about. Usually a lot of tourist-related small businesses would be really relying on this warmer weather period, and the Easter period of a long weekend would be a really significant one for them as we start to close out that warm weather period. And there's definitely a real concern, and I've definitely heard from some small businesses that they're already experiencing less people travelling interstate to those holiday destinations, which puts a squeeze on small business that will carry through for the whole year.
And so looking to solutions for this, what can be done to actually support small businesses in the midst of this ongoing crisis?
So we were pleased yesterday to see the announcement about the fuel excise reduction for the next three months. That's definitely an encouraging move. Our message to government is really to be watching very closely and to be ready to act, depending on how the situation evolves over the coming weeks as well as the coming months. There might be a space where we need to be giving more targeted support in a time-limited way to small business.
What is at risk, I guess, when we say that small businesses are being squeezed even more in these spaces?
I think that's a really good question. We often talk about the significant role that small businesses play in the economy. They make up about a third of the GDP, and that is very, very significant. But on the ground at a local level, small businesses are also a central part of our communities. They employ a lot of members of the community. They're also often the social glue. So your local pub, your local cafe, your local hairdresser are the place you go to have connections and conversations. So it's a question about economics, but it's also a question about community and society.
Broadly as well, we have heard a lot of organisations pushing for just cost of living support that would also flow through to specific industries. One of the big ticket items that's come out recently has been calls for free public transport. Is that something that would be welcomed by small businesses?
So things that help workers get to work affordably and for them to feel that they can get to work affordably is important. So definitely they are welcome moves. But our real focus are on measures that support or are focused on supporting cash flow being maintained for small business.
How confident are you heading into this year's federal budget that there will be support for small business beyond just the short-term sort of instant asset write-off extensions that we've been seeing for the past few years?
So we are watching very closely. We have been asking government to really commit to particular measures that support productivity growth in small business. So productivity growth in small business has really flatlined over the last number of years, and we do need concerted policy effort to get that growth back into the system. The instant asset write-off one is a very good example, because that's something that that really does enable small business to invest in ways that it support their growth. But it really does need to be made permanent so that small businesses know that it's coming and that they can plan for it. And currently it's a $20,000 asset write-off. It really needs to be increased so that small businesses can invest in infrastructure that really will support them.
Would you say that there's been successful reforms in the small business space?
I think there is a strong need for further reform. So definitely further reform in the tax space, but we need a continued focus on making sure that we're getting the right skills availability across the country to support small business as well. And definitely need a strong focus on reducing the regulatory burden that small businesses are carrying, which is really sizable.